Good morning, everyone. This is Faye Morrow, Executive Director of the Volunteer Center for Anne Arundel County. Welcome to Volunteer Voice. This morning, we have two guests, Lisa Vernon, who is the Program Director and also the Tutor Coordinator for the Anne Arundel County Literacy Council. That's a big mouthful. And with her is Maggie Coleman, who is a volunteer tutor with the Literacy Council. Welcome. It's so nice to see you here this morning.
It's wonderful to be
here. Good morning.
So this is a long-standing organization. The Literacy Council has been around since when, Lisa?
1977.
Wow. It's amazing. And here you are. You are an all-volunteer organization. That means you, in your full-time position, are also a volunteer.
That's right. For the past year, I have put in 40, 50 plus hours per week, and I haven't been paid a dime. But I do it because what we offer is real, and it's life-changing, and it's making a difference in our community.
And tell us what your tutors do, because you are a long-standing organization, but some people may not even realize the great work that's going on.
Well, we have trained literally thousands of volunteers to be literacy tutors in the past 35 years. We base our training on the Laubach method, which Dr. Laubach, his premise was briefly each one, teach one, meaning that with minimal training and the use of his materials, that anyone who knows how to read can teach another person to read. And we've been very successful at this. It is powerful because what we offer is free, individualized, one-on-one literacy instruction for all adults in Anne Arundel County who are low-level readers. It's an amazing thing. There's just nothing like that one-on-one, individualized instruction.
So you are providing this wonderful training, so you're supporting your volunteers, and you also make it possible for volunteers to meet with their students, their tutees, or however you want to describe them, at places that are convenient.
Well, it's convenient and also public places. They meet at their local library, and the tutors and the students let me know what the convenient hours are for them, the days, the hours that will be convenient for them to meet, and their closest library, and then I match them. And it's very effective. And then the tutor and student arrange for the particular hours, there's a particular schedule each week.
So, Maggie, your experience as a volunteer tutor, can you tell us a little bit how that has been for you?
I'm tutoring people for whom English is a second language, and I seem to have become the specialist in Vietnamese immigrants. And they have a particular problem because not only do they have a different alphabet, they have a different sound system. Mm. And my students practically crawl down my throat trying to see, how do you make that sound? Right now, I'm working with one of my students on ending sounds because Vietnamese is a very liquid language, and they don't go d, t, p at the end of a word, and they need to.
You're helping others learn English, but it sounds like at the same time, you as a volunteer are learning so much about different cultures, different people, that it sounds marvelously rewarding.
Oh, it is. It is. I needed the Laubach training despite the fact that I have taught at university and women's prison and a bunch of other kinds of places. This is special, this is different, and this really does change lives more than anything I've ever done, and it's the most rewarding work I've done.
Well, for those people who may be listening, Lisa, you have a training coming up.
Yes, we do. It's September 29th and October 13th, and it'll be at Woods Memorial Presbyterian Church. You will need to contact me if you're interested, and I can get you all the information you need to sign up. My phone number is 410-798-0408. And you could also contact me at programdirector@aaclc.org.
That's the Anne Arundel County Literacy Council. And give us that email address and the phone number one more time, Lisa.
All right. The phone number is 410-798-0408. And the email is programdirector@aaclc.org.
Well, Lisa and Maggie, just hearing and seeing the light in your eyes, hearing the smiles in your voices, I hope that's coming across, because you are outstanding representatives for the Literacy Council, and we are so happy you could be with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for allowing us to be here.
And Woods Church is in Severna Park?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Woods Church, Woods Memorial Church in Severna Park. But for more information on the specifics, the times, and those dates again, people can contact Lisa directly at 410-798-0408. Or if we have lost you with all this information, contact us at the Volunteer Center, and we will put you in touch with the Literacy Council or one of the other 300 groups that the Volunteer Center works with. And our number is 410-897-9207. Check us out on the web, www.volunteeranarundel.org. And thank you all for listening in. Join us again next week on Volunteer Voice on your hometown station, 1430 WNAV.